Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
3 o'clock hour. It's a game night. Got Game Day Uncensored coming up in just 1 hour on this program. I have just received confirmation from Leroy Horde that he will be joining us at Funky Buddha tonight.
Hey.
For a little get together. So if you're in the mood to talk, sit near Leroy.
He can go.
He can go. You're going to get a preview of tomorrow's show for 4 straight hours as we watch the Dolphins game at Funky Buddha tonight. Before we start this hour of Hockman, Crowder, and Solana, you do have a game tonight, which means you've got time to get to Caneswear in Davie if you need some new Dolphins gear for tonight's game. And, of course, Canes are on the road Saturday, but they'll be back home. Canes are on the winning track again. Hopefully they keep that up on Saturday. Perfect chance for you today, tomorrow, the weekend, to get some new Canes gear at Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Or, of course, like I say, if you're going to the game tonight, you want to stop at Caneswear, a couple of things. They're right next to La Spada's on University Drive. You stop there, you get a little La Spada's, get a new new Dolphins something to wear tonight, enjoy a little gabagool sub at the La Spada's. You have the time of your life. It's all right there in the plaza. But they've got everything there at Caneswear. It's not just Canes merch. It's Dolphins. It's Inter Miami. It's Heat. It's Marlins. It's Florida Panthers. It's everything. Maybe you're going to the Panthers game on Saturday night at the Amerant Bank Arena. Yeah, get over to Caneswear. Get some new gear. Get it all. Shirts, hats, jerseys, shorts, hoodies. They've got it for you, the entire family, even pets. It's all at Caneswear and online at caneswear.com. Like I said, they're on University Drive. Right next to La Spada's, or just shop online at your convenience at caneswear.com. But they honestly have anything and everything you can think of. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. So tonight, we're going to get together at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Crowder will be there. I'll be there. Leroy Horde will be there. Josh Appel will be there. The Ticket Wizard will be there. I mean, we got action tonight, Jack. We got action. Leroy texted me. He's like, do they have good food at Funky Buddha?
Yes.
And I said, I mean,
yes.
They take it very seriously. They have an actual award-winning chef, Chef Jeff. Mm-hmm. And Leroy texted me back. He's like, I've been told that I can't trust you for food takes, though. And I said, fair. But on this one, I think you can trust me.
Leroy, from a brother to another brother, Funky Buddha's food is damn delicious.
It's damn delicious. And I can't wait to try the Maryland-style crab cakes that they have on the menu tonight and tonight only.
I'm going to stop eating now. You know, I like to snack. I'm going to hold out from now on so I can eat about 8 of them crab cakes.
Zero chance that you stop snacking, not even just during the 3 o'clock hour, but certainly up until 8 o'clock or so when you arrive at Funky Buddha. Yeah,
still got my sour candies.
Of course you do. That doesn't count as a snack, right?
Listen there. There goes the koozies you get tonight.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I'm bringing about 50 of them, 60. I don't know.
Stop on by. Walk up to. We're just sitting at a table watching the game. So walk up to us. Tell Crowder you want a Crowder Powder koozie. I'll hand one to you.
I got you.
How about that? All right. Oh, we do have one more pair of Heat tickets to get. Well, I guess a pair every day this week. We have one more show tomorrow, but we've got to give away a pair before 4 o'clock. So if you remind me, Jimmy, maybe at the end of this segment, we'll give away a pair of Heat Blazers tickets for November 8th. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game Day Uncensored is on this radio station in 56 minutes, and it will be Josh Appel filling in for Brendan Tobin. So Appel and Solana, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, they will get you ready for the game tonight. You guys talk gambling at all during Game Day Uncensored, Solana?
Yeah, we have a segment called Porpoise Props where we do we kind of go over some of the lines and we give our best bets. We throw in a couple.
Can you give us a little preview of what your best bet is for tonight? Do you have one yet? Well, have you decided?
Typically, Tobin and I just go Julian Hill anytime touchdown, and then Tobin parlays a Devon Achane anytime touchdown with a Zach Sealer sack. That's yet
can't
to hit.
That. You can't do that with Julian Hill.
Right.
Not playing.
Not playing.
You have another best bet.
Do you want to – actually, it'd just be better to fire off. Look up the Porpoise Props Open because it's just magnificent.
I love that. It's a little shout-out to the old Porpoise Pod.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Porpoise Pod died, so Game Day Uncensored could walk.
That's not the saying.
I think it's the Porpoise Pod walked. So that Game Day Uncensored could run, but
something like that.
It was close.
Jimmy, if you need me to spell porpoise for you, just let me know.
It's time for...
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
Porpoise Props.
Hopefully you didn't jinx us.
Props.
I'll tell you mine. I said it at the beginning of the show, but I already put in Tua over 2.5 yards rushing. And when I put it in, it was -105. It's up to -115. So obviously I'm moving the line.
I put in Lamar Jackson over 34.5 rushing yards. Got that in, I think, Wednesday.
All right.
I ride with Devon Achane anytime touchdown every single week. I'm going with Riley Patterson to make over a field goal and a half again this week. I gotta check
hit
if that's
for you last week.
Hit for me last week. I gotta check if that's moved. I haven't checked yet. And I do like the Dolphins. Somebody recording a sack today. Lamar Jackson's back. The pass rush for Baltimore is kind of their weak spot right now. And I don't know. I haven't decided exactly who yet. But I like somebody. If Chubb's playing, maybe Jalen Phillips getting his first sack of the season.
Bet Jalen Phillips to get close to a sack.
Pressures.
Do they have that prop?
Jalen Phillips over a half sack is +240. Bradley Chubb +275. Zach Sealer +275.
All right, There you go. You got Game Day Uncensored. Dolphins are 8-point underdogs at home tonight. 8-point underdogs at home tonight. Let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Appel's downstairs can't get in. His ID's not letting him in. I might just let him sweat it out.
He's in studio with you. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, guys. Don't get lippy with Appel. I know you like to give him the business over the video feed, but in person, that's a big fella.
Mm-hmm. I know he is. I'm not scared.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Can't tell.
Personalized jersey, Jimmy. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a custom.
I see. That's hard.
Game worn?
Sure.
Yeah, I only do game worn.
By your brother.
This is a game worn. Yeah, I didn't say who wore it.
Actually, that is game worn. Jimmy wore that underneath his yellow Usher's t-shirt when he was working the games at Hard Rock Stadium.
Damn straight.
Technically, that's game worn in my book. Yeah.
If anything goes down, call the manager. I know, Jimmy. You're so funny.
Jimmy would certainly wear an undershirt under his security shirt because if something really did go down, he would lose that security shirt real quick and blend into the crowd.
Fight.
I'll be the Homer Simpson that hides in the bushes. meme.
Exactly.
All right. So I sent this to you guys earlier today. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN has kind of been really paying attention to potential movement ahead of the deadline. And I know we've got a game today. I'm only reading this because it's a new tweet from Jeremy Fowler from our file Miami. And this is earlier this morning. Is not punting on 2025 as it relates to the trade deadline. Could do a deal that makes sense, but will be more reactive than proactive. Not considered heavy sellers at the moment.
God bless them. I mean, they are sticking to their guns. God bless them. If they are, I mean, I don't know what they're looking for, but God bless them. They're staying true to what they thought before the season started. They're sticking to their guns. And unless someone really wow, like they're not calling anybody. Chris Greer's not active. If you believe Jeremy Fowler,
yeah,
they're not calling anybody. They'll be reactive, which is fine. I mean, just answering the phone is being reactive. You don't have to say yes. But they are not calling out and saying, hey, is anyone interested in Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips? Like, they're happy to stand pat.
As long as y'all have been watching and covering football, when's the last time a team yelled garage sale at the trade deadline?
Well, some teams should.
I know they should, but they're not.
And you could make a case that this is one of those teams that should.
And the Saints should right now. Like, there's a lot of teams that are terrible. They are going to pick up the – they're not going to let the phone ring four times. Hello? Hello, who is this? Who? Yeah. First ring, Hawk. To your point, first ring.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
There was a video put out earlier this morning, Field Yates of ESPN. He's going over kind of the teams that should rebuild. And he said the most difficult rebuild of all the NFL teams, according to his calculations and whatever permutations that he used to put this list together, he had the Dolphins atop the list. And he pointed to all the different contracts and obviously Tua Tagovailoa, how the team is a bit hamstrung with his contract over the next couple years.
A rebuild starts with a young quarterback that can play, that's on a baby deal. That's just think about all the teams that are bouncing back.
Right. So if you can't do that, you're hamstrung. You're already behind the eight ball. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's enough trade talk because there is a game.
Yeah, we got a game tonight. I mean, what are we doing here? I got Dolphins by 30.
Mm-mm.
I think they can win this game, by the way. You guys talked about it at the beginning of the show. It's the same way I feel with the Dolphins going up against any team that's not the Chiefs, that's not the Bills, that's not the Lions, not like the elite of the elite. And I think the Ravens can get back to being in that conversation. We'll see tonight. But to me, like, this is a mediocre to bad team in the Dolphins. They can shock you one night. They can play to their expectations on most nights. And then with the Ravens, I still think this is a team that, even if Lamar had been healthy, has way underachieved this season. So
that's why I'm scared about tonight. Because I think the Ravens have way underachieved. I agree that the Dolphins have as well, because that's what I said before the season. I had expectations that were not this. But I think the Ravens, this is one of those get-right games. I mean, Lamar needs this. You said it at the beginning of the show, Crowder. Yeah. Like, Lamar needs this. If you're looking at the schedule and you're a team that's underperforming, I think you're looking at the Dolphins in prime time going, that's our get-right game.
Yep. I'm with you if Tyler Huntley was still starting. Dolphins can get this one. Lamar's coming back and he has something more to prove than am I healthy. He has to prove he's still one of the top three quarterbacks in the world.
Well, it's all tonight, 8:15. I wasn't sure what uniforms the Dolphins were going to wear tonight because I hadn't seen any pictures. I didn't know if they were going to pull out, like, the throwback jerseys tonight. But it looks like they're just wearing, from what I can see, their traditional Dolphins jersey. They might be in
back
aqua.
To basics, man. Back to basics.
Yeah. Don't give me a lot to think about with what sock combination I need. Let's go worry about the offense. Yeah.
Back to basics.
I don't know, man.
Eye formation.
They better for one of them last damn game.
T formation.
You want them to run the wing T offense like they're Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
They can put that damn ball in the end zone. They run whatever they want.
All right, a couple other headlines happening. Obviously, tonight the Heat also play the San Antonio Spurs, first of a four-game road trip. How about this for a stat?
What are some of the Heat props tonight? Have you looked at any of them?
No, I have not.
You know what the line is? Take a guess. Don't look. What's the line? Heat at San Antonio. San Antonio, very good. Heat, very good.
Heat, 5-point dogs.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Spurs minus 5.5.
Yeah, 5.5.
How about this? A little, a little stat for your ass before you even read the prop bet talk.
All right.
The Heat are 3-0 all time against Victor Wembanyama. So when he plays against Miami, he's 0-3. Has never beaten the Heat. Right. San Antonio, who enters this game 4-0. Think about how crazy this is. They have never started a season 5-0. In the history of that franchise, as historic as that franchise has been, they have never started a season 5-0.
Oh. It's this year they start 5-0, I believe.
This is what they call one of those something's got to give games.
Yes.
Not the route I thought you guys were going to take on that one.
Who's going to whoop? Because we talked with Coach L yesterday, and it's kind of what, you know, we've talked about it. Like, how do you stop Wimby? Like, elbow the hell out of him. Beat him up. He's skinny. Who's going to beat him up? I don't know. I'm saying enforcer, but who's their physical guy?
It's not about
being
physical.
I know Pella Larson and Simone Fontecchio should be on the bench with 12 fouls combined at some point tonight.
You guys are downplaying the impact Khalil Ware has on the floor matched up against Victor Wembanyama. It's why the Heat are 3-0 against Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. Khalil Ware, Bam Adebayo, that front court pairing.
Where's the Wemby stopper?
Mm-hmm.
Wemby over-under is 28.5 tonight. Bam is 20.5. Wiggins, 17.5. Triple J, 14.5. I think he started the season under 10. Mm-hmm. I think he started the season around 9.5.
Yeah.
They're catching on. He's up to 14.5. Khalil Ware, 10.5. Davion Mitchell, 10.5. Jovic, 10.5. Fontecchio, 8.5. Pella Larson, 8.5.
But Pella Larson, 8.5 at minus 120. Norman Powell's doubtful. He's going to get the start again if Norman doesn't suit up. It seems like a no-brainer coming off his 17-point game the other night. But minus 120, you got to lay a little bit of change there for him to go over.
So, Khalil, is he going to stop Wimby to under 28?
You're trying to make jokes here. I mean, you don't remember the fact that the Heat, the day they deployed the big lineup for the first time was last year at the Kaseya Center. Khalil Ware, Bam, come on the floor after being down double digits and blow the Spurs out of the water. And last year in San Antonio, a couple games later, you know what happened? Bam Adebayo, step back game winner in San Antonio to beat them. This Heat team dominates Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs with Khalil and Bam. Dominates.
I ask again, are they deploying anything that's going to stop Wimby from getting 28 points?
Yeah.
Wimby looks as good as he has ever looked in the NBA.
Yeah.
And the Heat look as good as they have looked in the Wembanyama era in the NBA. I'm not kidding. If you had to craft.
He's not wrong there. There were four games. I think they do.
If you have to build, you have to build a player in 2K. You're creating a player that could match up against Victor Wembanyama. You're creating Khalil Ware, aren't you? Seven-footer?
No, Shaquille O'Neal. That's what I'm creating. I'm not creating another beanpole.
Jim Larrañaga mentioned Ralph Sampson yesterday.
Yeah. Half the NBA teams don't know who Khalil Ware is.
Okay. I mean, God, what are you – why are you hating? You just hate on the Heat, big
I'm
man.
I'm not hating. Crazy. Solana, Khalil – Spoelstra doesn't like Khalil Ware. It's on his team.
The Blue Jays, they beat the Dodgers 6-1 in Game 5 yesterday. That series is now Toronto leading 3-2 with the series shifting back to Canada.
He's speaking French.
3-2. Hey, if there's any listeners who are planning on coming to Funky Buddha tonight to watch the game with us, one of the texters just had a good piece of advice. If Leroy Horde comes up to you and starts telling you how to run a Publix deli, run. Run head for Z Hills.
I'm not having it. Oh, if you see me hiding in the handicap stall in the bathroom, Leroy done pulled me to the side, and I needed a break.
His thing today was mint chocolate chip ice cream, like mint ice cream. He's like, only women like mint chocolate chip ice cream. I told him, that's my favorite ice cream.
Mm-hmm. The only person I know who likes mint chocolate chip ice cream is my wife.
My daughter. Hawk's wife, my daughter, and Solana.
Yeah, you may want to go get back. You know that shirt you turned back into QAM, the woman shirt? Hey, maybe go back and get that.
People at the office say, man, your producer, she's so nice. I said, yeah. No, the one with the short hair. Yeah, Solana.
couple NBA notes. So, Hawks Bulls, they beat the Kings yesterday. They're 4-0, and Boozy just outstanding, 27-5-2. Our guy Josh Giddey got us our double-double yesterday, too, so that cashed. Hawk, I don't know how much
we're going to ride that, right? We're going to keep riding that.
Yeah, but I want to present to you another option here. The Nuggets beat the Pelicans by a zillion points yesterday. Two things. One, the Pel stink. Zion.
How many does Zion have?
In 26 minutes, he had 11 points, zero rebounds. Mm. In 26 minutes, Zion Williamson had zero rebounds.
Who'd they play?
The Nuggets.
Well, Michael Malone figured him out. I know it's not Michael Malone, but I forgot who took over for him.
Man,
Nuggets are huge, though.
Yeah, well, they beat the Pelicans by a zillion. I was watching, don't ask me why, I was watching a Pelicans podcast this morning. They're firing everybody. Mm. They want Zion out of there. They're calling it a dumpster fire. They're 0-4. But how about this? We're going to start betting Josh Giddey double-doubles every night and Nikola Jokic triple-doubles every night, which I bet are going to be like -120, -150. He recorded his fourth straight
minus. No chance.
His fourth straight triple-double yesterday to start the season, tying Oscar Robertson's record from 1962. Four straight triple-doubles. He did 21, 12, and 10 in like 30 minutes yesterday. Didn't even break a sweat.
They've got Portland tomorrow, but the player props aren't up yet.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. All right, gentlemen. Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Again, it's a beautiful day outside. This is perfect Thursday night football weather at Hard Rock Stadium.
It is. Yes. If you are going to the game tonight, you are lucky. Like, this weather is perfect. Let's give away Heat tickets real quick. Then we'll take a break. Gino Toretta will join us, and then we'll kind of wrap it up and hand it off to Game Day Uncensored. What caller number you want to take for the Heat tickets, Crowder?
Waddle. What number he wear?
17.
Big game out of Waddle. 17.
All right. Caller 17, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 17 gets a pair of tickets for Heat and Blazers on November 8th, and we'll have one more pair to give away tomorrow if you're listening. We'll take a break, and Gino Toretta will end today's show with us talking a little college football.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
And Gino is joining us from unknown locations, a parking lot somewhere in South Florida.
I'm chasing a wine shipment to FedEx after I was with the Pouncey brothers and Warwick Dunn in an Orange Bowl event for the college football playoff this year, and I missed the adult signature required. And I don't want my nice wine turning into vinegar, so I'm chasing it down, Hawk.
Understood, and I salute you. That's a good.
I might have just got a speeding ticket.
Listen, priorities, man. Ticket Wizard, ticketwizard.com. Gino, hey, you know, I was asking a couple people this week, and I don't know, you know better than I. The Canes play at noon to Saturday, which is really 11 a.m. in Texas. Is that anything to be concerned about, where the timing, the early game throws you off? You haven't played many new games. I think just one. Is the Bethune-Cookman the only noon game that they've played all season long?
You know what, Hawk? I don't think so, because I think nowadays these guys all practice early in the morning. So I think their body clocks are used to that. You know, I think it's a little bit different when you get a West Coast school to come over and they got an 11 a.m., you know, Central or noon Eastern kick. And that's, you know, so that's, you know, 12, 9 a.m. They're having pregame meal at like 5:36 in the morning, which isn't your normal time to have pregame meal. So I think they'll be fine because they practice in the morning. So their body clock should be fine playing at 11 a.m.
And with SMU, is there a, that thought of like the fast pace that Gus Malzahn that almost died.
It's been a phlegm day. I gotta say,
not just the day, Gino. It's remarkable. Solana and I. It's remarkable. He like, don't you know if you have a mucus buildup in your throat, like you can feel it. Crowder's
sometimes. I mean, sometimes, but it seems like he's been fighting it today the whole day. So I just, I understand. Last 10 years, I eat sour candies.
I eat sour candy a lot.
There's your problem. There's your problem.
but I would say, you know, that Rhett Lashley speed, Gus Malzahn, that approach, you know, all the motions and shifts and hurry up and all. Do you think the Canes have a problem with that? Because it seems like Louisville was getting to a lot of that wild, you know, eye candy type stuff.
Well, you can bet. Yeah, you can bet they've watched the Louisville over and over and over again to see what the defense didn't adjust to properly in that. And I think, listen, Gus Malzahn is, you know, it's more trickery than just line up and beat you. And I think if you're not disciplined, yeah, you can get caught. To me, you know what? I would say, well, I think we got a pretty good defense, salty defensive front. I just kind of line up in base and go, listen, if you want to shift in motion and get your guys tired doing all that stuff, I go ahead and do it. We're just going to sit and we're not going to play man coverage. But, you know, Heather in the DC, he likes man free and bringing five. So they're going to have to make the proper adjustments.
Is there anything you take away from a 7-7 first half against Stanford when Miami ends up outscoring them by 35, I think, in the second half? Because I know you've said you've wanted more balance. You've also hinted at wanting Carson Beck to be a bit more aggressive at times as well. And I know it's a balance between what plays are being called and the execution. But is there anything you take away from that? Or, hey, you know what? This team got it together in the second half. So you kind of just tip your cap to them.
Well, I would say this. I think SMU is a lot better football team than Stanford. And I think if we only score 7 points in the first half, I think we're going to be fighting from a deficit. And I would say, yeah, we don't want to be there. You want to be efficient. You know, when you're facing a team that you're, what were they favored by, 30?
30.
You don't want to wait until the end of the game to salt the thing away. You want to be doing that at halftime. And, you know, you watch Ohio State play. They play Wisconsin. I mean, they could have rolled them. And it was like they were up 21-0 in the middle of the second quarter. And they pulled off the gas pedal at that point in time. That's what you want to do. But I think, like, with some teams in college football, they don't seem focused enough to do that, like, in every single game. Like there are important things to do in every game, and I think that you have to change what your goals are. If you're playing a really crappy team you know, the goal when I played was, can I get my third team quarterback in at the end of the game and get him some reps? So you actually go out there playing for your backups to let them get some reps. So I think that, you know, we didn't start out hot. You know, we fixed it in the second half, but you know, SMU's a better team. They got a better offense, and if we only have 7 points at half, I would think they're gonna have the lead.
You know, and I forget who said it. You speaking from a quarterback perspective, throwing four interceptions, and then your last time you threw a ball in the game was an interception. Do you think that slow start had anything to do with Carson Beck? It's like, would that carry over to the next game? You have a whole damn week to get ready, but would that carry over?
With me, no. I think that your memory's got
Geno.
Well, your memories, listen, like Marino, like the best guys, your memory is short. Like hell, you shouldn't even let it affect your next series, let alone the next game. But I get what you're saying and I told you this in the Florida game, I thought he was throwing the ball tentative and you know what, maybe those mistakes, you know, I think that it's a very conservative game plan, if you will, and maybe what made him a little bit more conservative. I mean, you can tell when a guy's protective of the ball, making sure he's throwing it really far outside where only his guy can catch it. You know, you kind of start off slow. So, like, if I'm the OC, what I do in that point is, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw a screen. We're going to throw a bubble. We're going to throw a tunnel screen. We're just going to let you get your feet wet and get your heart rate up and have a couple completions, and then we move on to.
Uh-oh. He decided he had to go get his wine, and it's 20 minutes till 4, and maybe the cutoff is 4 o'clock.
Was Geno chasing a UPS truck?
That's what it seemed like.
That's
well,
crazy.
We'll probably get him back here in a second and bring him back up, but we can start to wrap things up anyway. Not that we're anywhere near done, because Game Day Uncensored doesn't start till 4. But I'll remind everyone, tonight, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park is where me and Crowder and Leroy Horde and Josh Appel and the Ticket Wizard will be watching Miami and Baltimore. Look at that. Crowder is showing me on the video screen a sample packet of Crowder powder. He's bringing those. Go ahead, Geno. You got disconnected, and we're running out of time anyway. And I know you have somewhere to go as well beyond the wine pickup that you have to do. But you were talking about Carson Beck.
Well, I just said you get him some completions, you get him some easy completions early in the game with screen passes, tunnels, and things like that. You let a guy get his heart rate up to where he's got some completions and he's calmed down a little bit, especially if you feel he's throwing tentatively. You just give him some easy completions like that, or like curl flat. I mean, Spurrier used to throw curl flat 20 times a game. You know what curl flat is? You can be Nolan Ryan on a pitching mound and throw that ball as hard as you damn can. You're just driving the ball right to your wideout, running a curl route between two linebackers, and that kind of settles you down a little bit.
Hey, real quick, give Carson Beck a letter grade. I know the season isn't over yet, but give him a letter grade for how he's performed so far.
I'd probably say, at least, I mean, listen, the two games I've really watched were the Notre Dame and the Florida game. I thought tentative, B minus, probably in there.
Is that what you expected going into the season? Oh, we lost Geno again. And we have a bad connection with him. That's all right. We'll let Geno go there. Geno Toretta, he joins us on Thursdays with a normally a good line, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, the union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. That is Geno Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Game Day Uncensored is going to start in about 15 minutes. Anybody has changed their thoughts on? I know Solana tried to give us a pep talk on the Dolphins tonight and why they could win. Does that mean you are picking the Dolphins to win, Solana?
No, don't be crazy, Hawk. I just don't think. No, I genuinely just don't think this is going to be a game. And who knows? Maybe I'm buying into what I saw last week from the Dolphins, but you're at home. weather conditions are more conducive to how the Dolphins win games. You're coming off a good win, and I think Baltimore doesn't have any true momentum right now. They're coming off a win, sure, but it's a totally different approach tonight. So I think this is one of those games where I look back to 2021. You didn't think there was a chance in hell the Dolphins would win that Thursday night football game, and they found a way to do it. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility they do that tonight.
I don't think it's going to be just an ass kick. It's not going to be the Colts. It's not going to be the Browns. It's going to be more along the Carolina, Charger, that path. I think it'll be a single-digit game late. Lamar's going to have the ball, and Tua's going to have the ball. The defense is going to have to step up on one of those two sides. I think it's going to be a close game late.
Maybe but take the Dolphins plus eight then. Maybe take the Dolphins plus eight if you think it's going to be single digits late.
That's what I'm thinking. When they went to eight, I started really thinking. I'm not going to lie.
And Solana, real quick, Heat or Spurs tonight?
I'm going to ride with the Miami Heat, baby. Let's go. I'm going to ride with the Heat.
Wow. Shocking. I did not see that coming. Did anyone see that coming? I did not
nope.
see that coming. So the
I'm going Heat.
Really?
Wimby's too damn big to run up and down that court like the Heat run. I think Wimby gets gassed.
Man, but it takes him three steps to run up and down the court.
Wimby gets gassed. He's leading. He can't stay. It takes him 18 seconds to stand up all the way.
Did you see the Giannis travel the other night? Speaking of running up and down the court, literally just running up and down the court and holding the ball.
That was a Euro step across Europe. He went all the way across.
So tonight on the radio station, Game Day Uncensored with Alejandro Solana, Josh Appel, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins begins in 15 minutes. And they will take you up till 7:45, by the way. Not up until game time, till 7:45, because at 7:45, Solana will put on his Heat hat and start hosting pre-Heat mm-hmm. with Tommy Tighe.
Mm-hmm.
What that a broadcast good. Day you have put together today, Solana. If you're a fan of Solana, today's 104.3 FM WQAM broadcast game day is for you. If you dislike Solana, wow. Because you've got them for like 12 hours of broadcast time starting at 2 o'clock.
104.3 The Solana. Goodness
Holy
gracious.
Mackerel. Look at that. Josh Appel is in studio with Solana. He's warming up. He's getting ready to go. I mean, Len put the fear of God into him. He said, I want your ass in the studio. And there
he
is.
Capri pants on.
Look at that. He's got the capri pants, parachute pants. He's looking good. So it'll be Appel and Solana, and then Appel's going to join me and you and Leroy Horde and the Ticket Wizard and the cast of thousands at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park tonight. So we hope to see you there. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Go Heat. Run to a run. We will speak with you mañana.
Lamar, don't run.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.